Overall, how would you assess that?
It was a difficult match, as you expect. You know, the first half, I think Hibs were definitely better. You know, we really couldn't get any rhythm in the game, and you know, they certainly were in the ascendancy without getting too many goal scoring opportunities, but certainly they were the side that looked most likely in the first half. And a terrific goal for the boy Cummins, obviously we'll be disappointed, but it's just a terrific finish. Second half, I thought we were a lot better. I think we pressed the game better, we got higher up the pitch. You know, we didn't get caught in the counter attack as much a couple of times. You know, they got out to Boyle and switched it, and we allowed ourselves that. But the second half, we were a bit better organised, and there wasn't many goal mouth chances for either team. But obviously, it was a definite penalty, and we capitalised on it. So I think over the 90 minutes, I would have thought a draw was a fair result. And you know, from our point of view, it's another valuable point.
So very much as you were at the top, the other results as well. Is it just a case of plugging away?
Listen, you just take the games off the calendar, and you know, so as I said, you're playing the top of the league. It was a really good day for football, but the pitch is a bit fiery, so it was difficult to get it down, and there wasn't a lot of rhythm in the game, a lot of passes. But as I said, in a type of game like that, you just want to try and take something from the game. And I think for the efforts the players have put in, I think we deserve a point. I thought our back four today was outstanding. I think that two games they're all played against Hibs, as I said before, in my opinion, you know, some of the most talented players in the league. And you know, for us to defend as well as we did today, I think was a huge compliment to the boys.
So you and Neil share a handshake and a cuddle before the game. Does that mean it's all water under the bridge now?
It's all water under the bridge, as far as I'm concerned, absolutely 100%. It was, you know, 30 seconds after it happened. So, I mean, I said before, it's one of these situations that, you know, we're not going to blame the poor old press, but I think he's definitely added a few arms and legs to it. So, you know, these are the things that happen, and, you know, as far as I'm concerned, all of them dusted. We wish Hibs well for the rest of the campaign, and, you know, we'll focus on the games we've got ahead of us.
You seem to not shake hands with a couple of the players as they were coming off. Is that?
I don't know. Again, I think he's looking for stuff to write. I really do. I think that, you know, sometimes people do, some people say, I really don't know. I was in the pitch, as you saw, and, you know, you asked me if I shook hands. I did. I shook hands before and after the game. So that's all I can answer.
What was the referee's explanation to you whenever?
Well, I know the rules. I know the rules. You know, so it wasn't a case of the rules. I mean, obviously, we know that it's a blood injury. The assistant has to check it. You know, has to check it before they went back on. So it was just a case. It was such a long time. You know, and you know, from our point of view, and that was it. Obviously, a couple of the guys were, you know, were a bit animated about it. But no, listen, you know, that's the rules. Obviously, we lost a goal when we had a man off, which makes it a little bit difficult. But as I said, understand the rules, but there was a situation earlier on in the season where they're very similar, almost identical, and the linesman ran down to be a look at him and tell me, come on. So that's when you get that wee bit of frustration. But that's the rule, so you accept it.
Should one of your boys maybe just
kick the ball at the pitch? Yeah, of course. Well, when we were in the heat of a game and you've got the ball and you think, oh, can you get up the pitch, whatever happens to be, you know, people only think, I'll kick it out and get my teammate on. You know, you're thinking, can I get an opportunity to do something? So, listen, I've got no complaints. It was, as I said, that is the rules. I'm just saying that earlier on this season, we had an identical situation, and we had a player, same thing, bashing the nose. He came up, and the linesman was there, came down. Obviously, the linesman maybe just a quick glance up, and he said, he's fine, gone you go. But, as I said, these things happen. As I said, I'm not any issue with the referee. That's the rules. He was applying the rules. So, fine.
Relatively small squad, but
a
normal
effort
in this season.
Mm.
You'd be
reporting
today. Are you seeing any signs that they're getting a bit tired there or starting to
get to them? Well, the tired is never showed in the second half. You know, second half, you know, we up for tempo. But yeah, I mean, obviously, it puts, you know, when you're up against tight games, we've had a game Wednesday, a game Saturday against Hibs, two games, I say, within 10 days, really difficult. And the amount of work that we put in, of course, sometimes I look a bit tired, but generally speaking, no, I think. Without having a sports scientist, without having a gym, without having a dietary system that we can apply, then I think the boys are quite fit.
Neil, what was your overall assessment of
that?
Are you guys
going to explain to me the handball rule, please? Thank you, Bill. Because we had one last week against Louis Stevenson, which I don't understand the rule. If it's ball to hand, his arm last week was in an unnatural position, so you accept it. That today is two hands blocking a goal-bound shot. I just don't understand it. And it's the same. In fact, Louis was closer to the boy last week than Russell was today to Morton. I have no qualms with the penalty that Morton got.
What explanation?
Robert, he's here. It's clear. We can all see it from here. You're all in the main stand watching it. You can see it.
The thing is, the line was in line with it.
Yeah. It's going in. Well, it might be going in or not, but maybe going across the face of the goal. I don't know. I don't get it. Maybe there's an agenda. I don't know. I'm getting paranoid.
Did you get any attempt at an explanation?
Yeah, a half-assed one, yeah, because, well, you know, he's very close and blah, blah, blah. And it's just the exact same as my player last week, but I don't get it. I need an explanation. I'll not get one. And it's poor old Lenny being the victim again. I'm just looking for...
Do you think of an agenda against you?
I'm starting to think that way, yeah.
There's been obviously
we've had five red cards, three rescinded. And I asked Neil Cameron and the boys on Friday, is that a record? No one's given me an answer yet. I don't know of any team in a season. We're not finished yet. We've had three red cards rescinded. That's cost us points. I don't know, Bill. I don't want to sound paranoid. I don't know. I didn't like the referee's performance today.
What about at all? The situation with you and Jim? We obviously saw a bit of a handshake before the game. Is that
done?
Put to bed?
Done. Jim texted me yesterday, got back then this morning. We were in contact this morning and I made a chat before the game's done. But I still have to go to a tribunal, a hearing or whatever. But it is noise, you know, me making noise about something that I feel aggrieved about. But I'll be disappointed to get a ban. I was too busy trying to get to the referee. That's bad on me then. I apologise. I'll go and see the player. That's not good enough for me.
Is that just when you're
tunnel vision? Yeah, but I should shake the kid's hand, you know.
Is that the same?
Who? Look, I shook hands with Jim. That should be enough. I don't need to shake hands with half the crowd and that as well.
Does the boy have a visa?
Murdoch. Shout him out. Yeah. What's his name?
Andy Murdoch.
Andy!
Oh, that's not him.
No, cheers, trotting out. He's not shit himself. Thought I was coming for a square goal.
Don't start that.
On the goal that you lost, Neil, you must be disappointed.
I'm really disappointed with Bill.
It was a tackle, didn't you have to call him?
Like, I've talked to Darren about it. He did the same against Hearts when we were 3-0 up. He knows, like, that he's been magnificent for me. But it's come from here. He's come from here. And we were never in any trouble. You know, I don't remember Offie having a save of any worth to make. I thought we played really well first half. And then we started getting into the bad habits that the old Hibs, tippy-tappy football, not getting the ball wide or getting the ball in the box. And you cannot play football on that pitch. It's really bouncy, hard, rutty, like a lot of pitches are. And yes, I've changed the way the team plays, but I went to Motherwell, Hamilton the other night, went to Fir Park, and I saw a pitch like the new camp, and I'm thinking, cough, if I get my players on something like that, we'd have a good time, you know, but we have to get out of this league. I'm not blaming anyone. I think it's adverse conditions up here. Some pitches in the Premier League aren't great, but yeah, you cannot, it's very difficult to play any sort of flowing football on that.
15 draws, Neils.
They drive me mental. Some guy in the pools will be making a fortune off me, like, you know, but it's not good enough. Brand's in, clean through, should score. Jason Cummins is a superstar. Probably hardest chance of the lot, bit of composure. He's the goalie to beat, sticks in the net. That's why he's so highly valued by a lot of people. And, you know, if he goes to England, I was thinking about it the other day, if he goes to England, where's the next young Scottish striker like him? You know, I know he's not proven at the highest level, but his record speaks for itself. He will score goals because he's just got it in his nature to do that. He's a natural finisher. You know, Kenny's come to the end of his career, Chris Boyd. You know, you got Sparky at Celtic and you're thinking, right, where's the next one? So we're very lucky to have someone as prolific as him who scores the main bulk of goals. He's brilliant. Yeah, I don't know, Ewan. I don't know. I want an explanation. Right, it's not one hand, it's two. It's two hands. So,
this is Andy Murdoch.
You got it, Andy.
It's fine.
Come here.
I apologise.
What's that?
Positive news is that it's another draw, but there's no harm done.
We should be winning, Dave. I'm going to wait here. I am, honestly. I thought we'd win today. I thought we'd win last week. So we've been done by two penalties. One justified, one I'm not so sure about. But, you know, we should be. We're not ruthless enough. That's the bottom line. And it's been. And I don't like criticising the players, but if there's one criticism I will aim at them, we haven't won. Those 13 draws, we could have easily won 10. Easily have won 10 because of the volume of chances we create. Maybe I haven't brought the right players in, I don't know. But that costs money at the end of the day. So we did well to keep Jason and he's been fantastic. But some of them need to weigh in with the first year and haven't done that.